As I've covered elsewhere in today's show, it's a massive week for the tourism industry and a massive couple of days coming up with those borders reopening on Monday. Was very keen to have a chat to my next guest just to get a bit of a feel for what's happening on the ground in Port Douglas. What are operators saying? How is the industry faring in preparing for Monday's reopening of those borders? Her name is Tara Bennett. She's the CEO of Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree. She's on the line from beautiful Lake Tinnaroo, I understand. So appreciate her taking a quick few minutes to have a chat with us. Tara, obviously Queensland hit 80% this week, that double vax rate, great milestone for us, and the Premier's urging people to continue to get vaccinated so we can attempt to get to 90%. What's the mood like in Port Douglas among operators after such a roller coaster, well, nearly 2 years now?
Oh, Gavin, so many questions there. I mean, jubilation that yes. 80% has been reached. I remember, you know, well over a month ago when we understood what we had to do to see those borders open to the hot spots, and we knew it was going to be hard to get to this figure. So congratulations to everyone who's helped us get here today. And now it's like, how many sleeps till Christmas? You know, we are going to see borders open and we'll be able to reconnect with all of our key domestic markets. And this is something we have been waiting for since July and August when our key markets were cut out. So it's certainly a feeling of expectation, a little bit of anxiety as everyone tries to implement the mandate and get their team ready for serving visitors coming in with expectations. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that businesses are having to do right now, but we just cannot wait to get back to business.
And that's a really good point, though, Tara, isn't it? Because it's a huge challenge now for businesses. They almost have to scramble. I mean, the detail of that health directive was only released in the last 24, 48 hours. And so businesses have only a few days to get their heads across all of the detail, all of the different rules and mandates, vaccinated, unvaccinated, different businesses in different industries, hotels, obviously different from reef boats, for example. What are you hearing then about businesses in that preparation? Because it's, you know, there's concerns about they have to now police some of these rules and regulations. Is there concern amongst operators along those lines?
Yeah, there is concern. I think there's a lot of work going into the message to be kind to frontline staff. We've all become very adept at moving quickly, digesting the latest COVID news and how that applies to us. There have been a lot of questions asked in the weeks leading up to this. So I think the government has done their best to answer a lot of those questions that are so different for every single business and sector and how the visitors might pass through their business. So it is a lot more complex than it might seem to community members who aren't involved in tourism, and that's why you'll see a lot of vocal tourism operators really wanting to have clarity on how they proceed. But we're getting there, Gavin, and we will be ready. There's certainly been a good understanding in the lead up as to overall how the mandate will apply. And now with the directives that have just been released, we're getting a lot more of the detail that we've all been asking for.
And such a good message for all of us to remember. Be kind to those on the front line. They did not make the mandates. They're just abiding by the law. So what a great message is, be kind to those on the front line. Absolutely. Finally, Tara Bennett, what are you predicting, forecasting over the next 3 to 6 months? I spoke to Michael Nelson elsewhere on the show. He's hoping that Christmas business will continue for a few weeks or a month or so after it, then we'll go into a bit of a lull and then ramp back up sort of from April. What are you hearing about what the next sort of 3 to 4 months looks like for Port Douglas?
Yeah, I think overall, similar to what Michael would have said, my gut tells me it's going to be a bumpy ride. We've had assurances from the Premier that there will be no more border closures, but I do believe that we may see some spot lockdowns as cases come to our region and we work through how that is going with our health system. So I think we're on our way out, but the last yards of this race are going to be some of the toughest as we see, you know, visitor numbers escalate. They're going to really pick up over the Christmas New Year period. Port Douglas is set to welcome, you know, 85% occupancy, which is the first we'll have seen since early July. That will hold for in a couple of weeks, and by mid-January that starts to decline. So we will get to have a really good test run through the Christmas New Year period, and then it will soften out through till Easter. Beyond that, you know, the future looks extremely bright. but I was saying the same thing this time last year. So it feels a little bit like deja vu. So we're proceeding with trepidation right now.
Yeah. Fantastic. Right. Well, it's been obviously very tough for tourism operators, but also for tourism leaders like yourself, Tara. So it's been an absolute roller coaster, to put it mildly, for someone in your position. But you've done a fantastic job. Please have a rest and a break over Christmas if you can, and come back fresh for hopefully, fingers crossed, a very big, positive, fully open 2022. Tara Bennett from Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks so much, Gavin.